today I have with me John Farragher, the principal of Forest Lake State School, and he's going to be talking to us about the changes coming in 2015, which will mean he'll be control of one less grade and about 130 less kids, so I'm sure he's happy. This is what he had to say. It has been said that there will be no benefits in starting high school the year earlier. What are your views on the change?
Well, my view on the change is that there's positives and negatives, I think, in if you've got something at the moment that is working quite well, and which I think, from our school point of view, our processes are good. But I can see that with the changes that are happening nationally with things like new curriculum, it brings our kids far more into line with what's happening around the country. So I think the positives far outweigh the negatives.
Do you think they'll be like mature mentally to like make the shift the year earlier? Because like it's a big jump.
Yeah, I don't think there's any problem there because you've got to remember now that we don't take kids into prep until they're 6 months old and what they used to be under the old preschool model. So kids in every year level now in primary schools are 6 months older than they historically were. So, I don't think there's no problem whatsoever. Kids these days are very adaptive.
They're not as scared
or terrified of change or, situations like maybe they might have been 30 or 40 years ago. They like the challenge and they're going to look forward to it.
And at this stage, do you have any idea of how much the changes are going to cost the school at all?
Well, from our point of view, we don't think it's going to cost at a primary level. It's going to be a cost issue at all, simply because we've got the facilities and the resources now for the numbers of students we have. A school of our size, we anticipate we're going to lose probably about 140 kids in that 1 year when they make the shift. The costs really are at the other end where the high schools have to have the new facilities and the staffing and so forth. You know, from our point of view, it's really, the impact isn't that great from that, you know, financially.
So as far as like government-funded grants, you don't think there'll be any cutbacks there or anything?
I think all of the grant funding and all the government, how they're going to allocate to schools with the changes, I think there's going to be change anyway. And with the new government, with new policies and so forth, we're sort of in that era of change now. We're used to every year having different processes for grants all the time. So, you know, it's nothing new to us. And basically, we just sort of... What I hope happens is that our access to funding in 2015 is based on student numbers we have. We know there's going to be less dollars because our student population is possibly going to be less.
Yeah.
But what we don't want to see happen is take a huge hit in our funding to cover the costs of setting up the high schools.
And as far as staff, with numbers getting released or moving on, what do you think will happen there?
Well, I think that for the whole thing to work, and I'm only speculating because we haven't been told what the policy is, but for it to work, I think they've got to have staff willing to move into secondary. We're obviously going to have... we're going to have to relocate primary teachers into secondary just on the basis of where the staff are sitting now. I don't think you can just recruit a whole bunch of new secondary teachers from scratch because we're going to have a critical mass of surplus primary teachers if that's the case. So we need a process in the next couple of years, and I think the government are working on it where they are looking at, you know, expressions of interest and looking at those that want to make the career move and so forth.
So do you think that maybe it will allow you more time to focus on individual students with less grade, or...?
I've always thought that, since we've had full-time prep in our school, we've now got eight full years of schooling in the one school, and that becomes very complex to manage. Secondary have 5 years of schooling, so I think there's a bit of a balance now where we'll have seven and they'll have six. So, yeah, having one less year level from a primary point of view, I think, is good. I think it just... administratively means I can, you know, distribute myself a bit more to all of the different levels as opposed to the way it was with eight levels.
And as far as student fees, do you think there'll be any increases there?
No, not really. We as a public school, our fees here are very, very minimal. In fact, we technically don't have fees. We just have a we have a voluntary contribution that parents can make, which goes towards consumables in the classroom. We work those basically on a what you pay is what you get for your kid in that year. So yeah, I don't think there'll be any change whatsoever.
All right. Well, thank you very much. If there's anything else you want to add at all?
No, not really. Other than I think the big issues that schools are grappling with at the moment is the fact that one group of kids that are going to be leaving from grade 6 to 7 will be missing out on, I suppose, the year 7 year, which they, I guess, thought they were going to have. So what schools have to do in primary is make sure that for those kids that are going, that we're providing them with some opportunities in their final year here in year 6 to experience things like student leadership, making sure that they have a graduation process and some of those sort of extra responsibilities we give to our year 7 kids now. We've got to make sure that in 2014, our year 6s are getting that opportunity as well as our year 7s that are going. So that's probably our key role at the moment, to make sure that's in place.